not a good thing to say. Anyway, I wanted to play something off the Goo album. I dedicate this to my friend Dean. This is the song Mildred Pierce, a whopping 2 minutes and 13 seconds in honor of the idea that Dean put in Alex and my head, that Sonic Youth broke up. But I don't know this for sure. But if I keep saying it over and over again, it might happen. This is Sonic Youth to finish off the Parts Unknown show. Thank you to Terrence. Mantis Cabinet is up next. And it's going to be great, as it is usually. There was one show that was a little suspect.
No.
But I won't tell Alex what that one was. This is Mildred Pierce by Sonic Youth. Goodbye.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just Sonic Youth, who apparently, this is what I heard, broke up, says Chris, who was just here. I don't know, could be all myth and rumor. I'm not, you know, I'm not really that concerned about it. They've had a good run, so it's all good. But now it is time for Mantis Cabinet, which is my show. Right here. My name's Alex. I sit in this chair. It's quite a nice chair, actually. I thoroughly recommend. Anyone who's ever in the station, come by and just at least sit in the chair. First track I am going to play is by a band called Unknown Mortal Orchestra. And they're quite good. They have a self-titled EP out. And this is the track, How Can You Love Me? You spelt with the letter and love like L-U-V. It's very hip and young. Anyway, this is a rad track. I hope everyone enjoys it. And go.
I don't know.
Okay, so that was pretty upbeat, and that was pretty awesome, I think, at least. But now to begin what my show is originally about, like a year and a half ago. Ha! It's been a while. Anyway, this is a band, Lemon's Chair, and this is a 12-minute prog jam. I'm just gonna play it. Just gonna enjoy it. Let it sit. And wash over you, as if you were like, kind of like a slip and slide where you're not moving, but the water is moving over you. Or if you were laying on a beach right where the tide sort of connects to the beach and it just like slowly washed all over you, except in this case, your nostrils aren't held open as some sort of torture device. You're just simply letting the music wash over you. Anyway, Lemon's Chair, Vividness. And like I said, really the only important part about this is it is a 12-minute prog jam. Ah, yeah. Alrighty.
Thank you. That's right. Astra's back. Wednesday, November 16th at the Electric Owl, Timber presents indie electropop goddesses Astra with guest Tassiomancy. For Astra on November 16th at the Electric Owl, doors are at 8, the show starts at 9:30, and tickets are available in advance at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Ditch Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And so, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So yes, hold on, I have a lot to talk about. A, yes, Astra is coming, November 16th. I saw them, not the last time they came, because I didn't even realize they came, but the time before, when they played at a little warehouse in, like, on Hastings, between, like, Commercial and Main. It was a really good show. It was stellar. They were freaking phenomenal. I recommend everyone go to that again, or for the first time or whatnot. And yes, okay, so what I just played, that 13-minute awesome prog jam, which makes like my entire, I have an hour to make a shit, like, to play music. I have like five songs. It's epic. But anyway, so they are from Japan, formed in 2002, and Japan is badass and well-known for, at least to me, for weird prog and weird instrumental stuff. Some of the more obvious ones are Mono and World's End Girlfriend. And then the dual supergroup of Mono and World's End Girlfriend. But then also, oh, I lost my train of thought. Japan. Japan is awesome. That's what we'll stick with. So, on the topic of Japan, on Tuesday, being tomorrow, there is a show called New Music from Tokyo, which features four bands from Japan who have no fan base in Canada, or a very little fan base in Canada, and they have the opportunity to tour around, so us Canadians get to check out what the underground music scene in Tokyo is like, which is really cool. So it's going down at the Biltmore. It's like $10 at the door. I intend to be there. There's no way I'm going to miss four Japanese bands for $10. And there's got, one of them, four bands, okay, one of them's a pop group, one of them's a little bit more ambient, there's a lot of, like, punk influences going on, and the coolest part is, one of the bands, supposedly their music, video, and CDs cannot be found on the internet, so you have to go and check it out, because, you know, you're very unlikely to get an opportunity to see them again, unless you go to Japan and are regularly in their underground music scene, which I am not. I have never been to Japan. I really want to, though. Apparently you can get, like, anything in vending machines. Like, just anything you can think of, there's a vending machine for it. I've always thought of, like, a vending machine of, like, mail-order wives. You just, like, press a button and then, like, just, like, comes out, and there's, like, husband or wife, and you get to, like, customize it. But anyway, that's just a weird goal I have. Or dream? It's more of a dream. I think it'd be really funny. I don't think I'd actually buy the mail order wife or husband or whatnot. I just chuckle and take a picture and pose with a silly face on it. Anyway, so that was a Japanese prog band, which is super awesome. The next thing I'm going to play is by a band here from Vancouver. I went to see them yesterday at Backstage Lounge, Laura and the Cranes. Holy crap, her voice is phenomenal. and she can play the keyboard, and it is delicious. So this is a track called Bright Lights, and yeah, I hope you guys like it, and you should try to check them out live the next time they play, because they were really good. Anyway, Bright Lights by Laura and the Cranes. Anyway, that was badass. I still haven't personally decided if the copy of that song I have cuts out randomly because it was crappy or that it abruptly ends there. I haven't really decided. I don't know. To be honest, I haven't really done the research to go over and figure it out properly. But either way, an abrupt ending, whether on purpose or not, to a rad track that was House of Circles. The song name by the band Mr. Gnome, which is a duo from Cleveland. Really good. Two of them, a male and female. I don't know if you guys noticed, but the lead singer was female. And they released an album just recently called Madness in Miniature, which is sweet. It's got 12 tracks that are all awesome, I think. at least that one is. Really good. But anyway, so moving on, I'm going to play an awesome track, an old one. Well, not terribly old. I've definitely played older songs. But this is a band by a band called Islands. They're quite big, or at least in the indie rock circle scene. They've released three albums. The first, Return to the Sea. It's awesome. The second was Arms Way. It was very angry. Less awesome. The third was, I believe it was Vapors. It was garbage. Well, not garbage. It was okay. It was just really, I felt like really crappy and produced and very poppy, and they should have stuck to their badass roots. That was Return to the Sea. And so this is a track from that album called Tsuxit. T-S-U-X-I-I-T. I don't know how to pronounce it. I mean, if you know how to pronounce it, good job. Freaking phone me during the song and tell me how to pronounce it. But so I'm trying to figure out what exactly a Tsuxit is. A Tsuxit. Supposedly, it could either be about a whale, is what the internet said. So essentially, when I mean what the internet said, is what a bunch of other kids sitting in their rooms think it's about. So we have choice one of whale, and choice two is someone mentioned that when he saw them in Vancouver in 2009, one of the guitarists said it was about his dad. So either, these are the options, either it is both about a whale and his father, someone's lying, there's another whale by the same name, or, and I'm more partial to this one, his father is a whale. And that would make sense. That combines both. So it is, but, you know, he's not going to be like, well, you know, this track is about my dad, who's also a whale, and my mom's a dolphin, and I used to be a merman. Doesn't really make a lot of sense. So I think we've just uncovered a crazy secret where the father of the guitarist from Islands is actually a whale. Nonetheless, this is a rad track. I hope everyone enjoys it. Even if it's, you know what, even if it's about eating a cupcake on a Sunday afternoon, which is not related to fathers or whales, it would still be a rad track. Although it's very doubtful it's about something that cheery. Unless the ice cake, the cupcake was frosted with toothpaste. That would be depressing. Very depressing. This song kind of reminds me of that. I just made that up. Anyway, this is a rad track. I hope everyone enjoys it. Thank you.
How do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
And yes, Discorder is an awesome, awesome publication. I think I've been starting a collection since I started picking it up. And I'm pretty sure I've got like one per month for a while. Eventually, they're going to be very nostalgic. And when I'm 30 or 40 or even 50, I'm going to look back and be like, huh, I remember some of these bands. And then I get to see which ones became famous and which ones sucked. And then which ones succumbed to heroin. Because you know what? That happens. Heroin or coke or any sort of drugs that turns a good band into a non-existent band. Anyway, I won't make the cliche statement of... No, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything. Not saying anything. Anyway, so this Friday, last Friday rather, something awesome was supposed to happen, but it didn't happen. Matt Pon PA, one of my favorite bands since I was like, what am I, 21 now? So I might have been like 16, maybe even 15, was supposed to come to Vancouver and play. And guess what? They could not get in to Canada for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe they forgot their passports. Maybe they tried to smuggle in something such as children or God forbid, marijuana or something. Terrible, terrible stuff. But they didn't get to play. I got really, really sad. So in honor of them not playing, I'm going to play a song by them. It is called Winter Long. It is about waiting for an entire winter to see someone. For me and the band and Matt Pon PA, it's more like I've been waiting 7 winters to see them, and I will probably have to wait another bunch of winters. And every time I have to wait a winter, I also have to wait a summer, fall, and what's the other one? Spring! Spring! I have to wait through all of those goddamn seasons. But anyway, I'm just bitter because they didn't come. I'm very choked. The bonus part was I got a refund on my tickets and bought a 2-6 of whiskey that I almost finished. And it stayed in my belly both that night and the morning after. It was great. I had to work at like 5 p.m. on Saturday. I was like hungover until 7 p.m. It was brutal. It was brutal. But anyway, this is Winter Long by Matt Pon PA off their album Winter Songs, which if you didn't already get, is an EP full of winter-themed songs. Anyway, this is awesome. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Come back now. so easy for me now. But the time has passed away, things we thought of yesterday. Come back now, come back now, oh, oh. I waited for you, winter.
Yes, a charming little ditty for a band that never played, which kind of sucks. But anyway, I have played seven songs. It's a lot of songs for at least my show. But anyway, so I would like to remind everyone who doesn't already know, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I play really rad music. Or I think it's really rad, and I hope you do too. Actually, I had one person call me and be like, that song was rad. So at least two people out there think this music is rad. I'm sure there's more, but at least two. Anyway, so the last track I will play is, what's it called? It is 6 minutes long. It is by Valley of the Giants, which is like this, I'm pretty sure it classifies among Montreal 90s prog circles as a supergroup, just because it's got members of, like, Do Make Say Think, I believe. Hold on, where is he? Gotta figure it out. Yes, okay, here it is. Members from Broken Social Scene, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Silvermount Zion, Do Make Say Think, Shalabi Effect, and Strawberry. So that's pretty badass. Charles Spearin is in it. He's from Broken Social Scene and Do Make Say Think. Sophie Trudeau from Godspeed You Black Emperor, Silvermount Zion. She was on the album that a Silvermount Zion released as the Silvermount Zion Memorial Orchestra and Tra-La-La Band. They have changed their name countless times. But anyway, so that's the last song I'm going to leave you guys with. They came out with an album called, I believe, Westworld. Westworld, or is it self-titled? I don't even remember. I have to double-check that. But anyway, that came out in 2004, which isn't all that old, but still really good stuff. Very good stuff. But, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, because I have, like, one more minute to kill before I play the song, I'm gonna leave you guys with, two pieces of random trivia. One, the word, acolyte comes from the ancient Greek word akolutho, which means to follow. I learned that in class today. Second of all, over the weekend, I found crumbs in my beard. This has been the first time in my life where my beard has been big enough to house crumbs. So then I ate the crumbs, obviously. It made me feel like a man, because never before was I able to find crumbs in my beard and legitimately eat them. But now I did, and I felt really good about myself. And then the upshot to it all was I had baked the cookies myself that these crumbs came from. So I felt like I was a domestic goddess, yet very manly. Like if Hercules did dishes or something, and like baked cakes. So that was me becoming a man over the weekend and eating the crumbs I found in my beard. Eventually, I want to work up to a beard that I could like hide things in, like a pen cap or a paper clip. And some be like, oh, I wish I had a paper clip. I'd be like, perfect. I have one in my beard. That is my life goal. But anyway, this is the track Claudia and Klaus by... What did I just say? Valley of the Giants. I hope everyone enjoys it. And yes, I will talk and play music with y'all next week. Word. Have a good one.